If you drive up 231 North, past the Monon restaurant on the left, and the gas station that sells hot dogs for 10 cents every Tuesday on the right, under the railroad bridge and beyond the golf course, you'll pass what seems like endless fields of corn, soybeans, and cattle that stretch as far as the eye can see. Eventually, after so many turns and weaves, the road will get narrower and the pavement rougher until the road stops being a road altogether. Hidden among some of Putnam County's most picturesque backcountry and farmland exists a small oasis for students looking to take a break from the rigors of academia at DePaul. It's nothing much, really, just a single frayed rope tied to a large dead tree whose leafless branches hang ominously over a small man-made lake. But it's enough. It's enough to teach at least one of its frequenters an important life lesson. The first time I went to the rope swing, I was a sophomore, and I told myself that I was just going to watch. And for the first hour or so, that's exactly what I did. I watched as friends swung themselves, sometimes gracefully, sometimes not so much, through the air and into the cold lake water below. They were laughing, having fun, and so was I, but jettisoning myself through the air, clutching to a rope that looked older than me, and plunging into a murky lake filled with sharp rocks, old trees, and God knows what else, just wasn't for me. I told myself I was just playing it safe. I didn't want to risk it. Now, some may call it peer pressure. I prefer to call it excessive encouragement. Regardless, my friends were going to make sure that I flew off that rope at least once that afternoon. They told me to take a risk. They asked me to trust them. And what do you know? I cracked. Within seconds, I found myself soaring over the rocks and water below, hands clutching to the disintegrating rope, as if trying to squeeze every last water droplet from its loosening strands. Now, for all you physics majors out there, or I guess for anyone that has ever been on a swing, it's like the same thing, really. You know that there is a point when your forward motion slows to a halt, and for a fleeting second, you hang in the air completely motionless before forces begin to pull you in the opposite direction. I will never forget that second. The laughter and cheers were completely blocked out. It was quiet. It was me and the swing. It was surreal. And it was at this very second that I let go. The air rushed by my face and through my hair, and the icy water enveloped my body as I collided feet first, albeit ungracefully, with the dark, cold lake. Awesome, I thought. So I did it again, and again, and then again. Sometimes I'd run and jump, other times I'd try and spin or attempt something mildly resembling a backflip, and I was hooked. But to think, only a few minutes ago, I was too scared to even jump for the rope. I'd almost missed out on something great. But believe it or not, rope swings on small lakes in rural Indiana aren't the only things that evoke fear in this world. We live in a time of increased uncertainty, a time when major corporations that were once the backbone of this country's economy and the employer of thousands of people are now struggling to make payroll. We live in a time where issues ranging from terrorism and war to climate change and global health crises are the main headlines that dominate the nightly news and the morning paper. I mention these things not to stir fear or to discourage you from leaving the safety of the alleged DePaul bubble. Instead, take it as a challenge. I challenge you, my classmates, to take the knowledge, work ethic, and skill sets that your family, friends, professors, and mentors have instilled and shared with you throughout life and solve these issues. Is this a big challenge? Yep. But if it had to be given to one generation, one graduating class, I'm glad it is ours, the DePaul class of 2009. I know that we can do it. I am honored to call each and every one of you my classmate. I have watched and read and listened as we, as a class, have achieved great things at this university. From the D9 message boards before the era of Facebook dominance and the first day of school, to our first winter term abroad and 300 level course, all the way to senior seminar and commencement, we have encouraged each other to take that jump for the rope, to start that laundry business, to complete that thesis, to apply to that graduate school, to create that book exchange website, to knit those scarves for those nets, to write that book, to publish that poem, to open that art gallery on the square, to take that internship, to ask that question in class, to travel to that country, to audition with that more difficult piece, to go out on that night when you really should have been in the library, to run for that office, to compete in that race, and yes, to win back that Monon bell. The list goes on and on. We are students, we are athletes, we are scientists, writers, artists, musicians, analysts, politicians, journalists, sociologists, psychologists, anthropologists, and lots of other ologists. Our scope of knowledge and our potential to affect positive and lasting change is infinite. But we can only do it, we can only change the world if we continue to encourage each other to reach for that rope and to take that initial jump. In the face of all the problems in this world, it is too easy to say no. It is too easy to let fear of failure, embarrassment, or being bold and different stop us from achieving our full potential. Some of you may consider graduation the end of your time here at DePaul. And while it is true that we will soon no longer be students, and that our underscore 2009 email addresses will soon go inactive, thus rendering the act of writing underscore 2009 after your full name on every single sign-up sheet and official university document over the past 4 years completely superfluous, commencement is really just that. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of journeys that will take us all over the world and to places we never knew existed. We will be faced with things that we have never seen or read about, but it is our experience and knowledge we gained at this school, inside as well as outside of the classroom, on which we rely to get us through. So congratulations, class of 2009. We are the 170th graduating class from this esteemed university. Many great men and women before us have gone out into the world and done great things, and it is now our duty to build upon the foundation that our predecessors have laid. It is my hope and my challenge, however, that we will not forget the passion, curiosity, and sense of boldness that we brought with us to the halls of Asbury, labs of Julian, awkwardly outdated carousels of Royo in our discussions of the world, its history, future, and our place in it. We have a great deal of work and quite a challenge ahead of us, but I know we can do it. I thank you for the past 4 years and all the memories, experiences, and friendships we have shared. All that we need to do now is jump. Congratulations.